In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah declares, "The Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." In our gospel passage, the fulfillment of that sign is given to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her." Joseph had to trust and believe, just as Mary herself had to trust and believe when the angel Gabriel first approached her. Trust was somewhat easier for Mary, I believe, because she was conceived without the stain of original sin, which we term her immaculate conception. And her will was naturally in tune with God's will, so she was inclined to trust. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us, "Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith." Our Lord is calling us to be his apostles, to spread and defend the faith, the truth. And right now that apostleship is so very important. I say that because as Christians, it is becoming essential that we proclaim the gospel and defend our Christian faith against the so-called woke movement. Woke appears as a somewhat like a secular religion. It isn't a religion, of course, but it has a passion and intensity of one. What it is a planned and well-executed campaign to change society as we know it, to aggressively push a liberal ideology and to tear down Christian faith and morals, and to rewrite history. Woke adherents attack the church because of its long-standing views on life and morality. They absolutely support abortion, gay marriage, and the LGBTQ ideology. The Catholic Church and many other Christian churches are against abortion, gay marriage, and the mutilation of body and mind espoused by the transgender movement. As such, the church is considered unwoke, and they are attacking it for being so. Woke is gaining support in every institution, especially, unfortunately, our government, and also in corporate America, Hollywood, the media, and many universities, including Catholic universities. It is a victim and enablement mentality that brands every issue as being racial or equality-based and tied to social justice. The goal of woke is to pound people and institutions into submission for the sin of being unwoke, which is code for racist, homophobic, or radical religious. It is encouraged by groups whose founders were Marxists and socialists and leaders in the LGBTQ community. Why then have so many, including Catholics, adopted and supported this ideology? As Christians, we have always held that all persons are made in the image of God and that every person has dignity and worth, no matter their race, ethnicity, or gender. Christianity supports human dignity, human equality, and universal human rights. These ideals are at the root of our concern for the poor and the oppressed. Wokeness declares itself to be all about social justice and equality, so on its surface, it can seem to be appealing. But in reality, wokeness defines everyone as either an oppressor or an oppressed. It rejects anything that unites us. Its understanding of sin is also limited to oppression. Oppressors are always guilty, and the oppressed are always innocent. The fact that we are all broken and sinful, and that we are all in need of God's forgiveness and redemption, is replaced by which group we belong to. Human identity, human nature, and human problems are all lumped into the single idea of oppression. Given his failure to understand sin, it's not surprising that woke advocates lack an understanding of salvation itself. The guilt of certain groups and the moral superiority of others is fixed and permanent. This also means that forgiveness and reconciliation are impossible. Even for the oppressed, there is no path for healing, no forgiving of one another. In the end, wokeness is built on a worldview without salvation and offers no real hope. It's dedicated to redefining God's truth through intimidation and threats, redefining what is good and evil, and tearing down society in the process. And when you think about it, who else wants that? Satan, the devil, wants exactly that. He hates human beings and a society that worships God. He loves abortion because it kills human beings. He loves gay marriages because they make the creation of human beings impossible. He loves the transgender movement because it is in direct opposition to the biological identity God gave each of us at our birth. Right now, biological males are allowed to compete and dominate against biological females in high school and collegiate sports, basically killing a woman's chances. And in the leadership of this country, we have a Catholic president, supposedly, who vigorously supports abortion. In the secretariat level, we have a man married to a man who says he is now a woman, and until very recently, a so-called non-binary individual who is making nuclear waste decisions for our country. I'm sure Satan is delighted in thinking, wow, this is better than even I could have hoped for. My brothers and sisters, make no mistake, we are being targeted and attacked for our morals and beliefs with no one to defend us except ourselves. It is time to be true apostles of Jesus Christ. As St. Paul tells us, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. Society is on a very slippery slope toward perdition. We should and must do our part to protect our faith, our children, and our country. Let us pray for our ladies in intercession, that with humility and gentleness, but also steadfast firmness, we preach the truth and we defend life, morality, and the Christian ideals which Jesus himself taught us over 2,000 years ago. Amen.